Welcome to Art Bell Somewhere in Time, tonight featuring Coast to Coast AM from September 22nd, 1997.
From the high desert in the great American Southwest, I bid you all good evening or good morning as the case may be across all these many time zones. From the Tahitian and Hawaiian Islands in the west, all the way eastward over flyover country, us, to the Caribbean and the U.S. Virgin Islands, south into South America, north to Santa Country at the pole. And even beyond all that, worldwide on the internet, this is Coast to Coast AM. I'm Art Bell. Good morning. Boy, is there a lot going on. Whew. Let me give you a brief sketch of what's coming up this week on Coast. Tonight, we'll learn what's really been going on in Egypt, because Boris Said is here, and he's finally ready to speak. And he'll tell you why it has taken him this long to go public. Boris Said tonight. We'll be talking about the pyramids, a subject very, very close to my heart, since in about a week, I'm going to be there. Tomorrow night, it'll be David John Oates, who, as a matter of fact, is up in Alaska right now, and more reverse speech. As a matter of fact, you can look forward to reverses on Mark Furman, Brother Hiran Muhammad. Remember, Brother Muhammad? The Queen on Princess Di, Area 51 calls, including that wild call that may have knocked us off the air, and the President himself, President Clinton. That'll be tomorrow night with David John Oates. Wednesday, it'll be Professor of Theoretical Physics at New York University, Michio Kaku. Professor Kaku back once again. And then Thursday, it'll be Guy Finley, who will be here talking about, in some ways, the quickening, the intimate enemy. And that would be us. Friday night, it'll be Bob Lazar. Bob Lazar is a physicist who says he worked at Area 51, back engineering certain portions of, you know what, circular craft that we would know as UFOs, along with Gene Huff. So it's going to be quite a week this week. That is what lies directly ahead. Well, actually, directly ahead lies Boris Said. He'll be here in a moment. I've got to update a number of things. Danyon Brinkley continues to be better by the second. He's up eating solids and feeling great. So it looks like the prayers out there worked. Thank you all. Danyon Brinkley, much better. As a matter of fact, somebody's got to hold the guy down, because the minute he starts feeling better, he gets ready to go. Now, let me give you a sense of what is on the website tonight. We rushed by overnight mail photographs from Boris Said down to me, and I scanned them, of some of the things he's going to be talking about in Egypt. Those photographs are on the website right now, and we will be describing those photographs for you and what it's all about. Now, I rarely post ghost photographs, because there are not a lot of good ones. I've only had now, I think, two or maybe three good ghost photographs over all the years, what I consider to be superior. And Carol Gardner, I think that's correct, I hope that's correct, Carolyn Gardner of El Cajon, California, sent me a photograph taken 11/26/95 at the Mount Palomar Observatory in Southern California. They actually belong to a neighbor of hers, and they were taken, she and her family were visiting there. She's a little girl in the red plaid poncho. You'll see two little girls there, and they're, of course, up at an observatory, and it's a typical picture you might expect somebody would take, a memento. But I'll tell you what. You look above the girl's head on the right, and you tell me what you see. If this isn't a ghost photograph, I don't know what it is. Sure looks like a ghost to me. An awfully good photograph. So we've got a new ghost photograph on the website. The website is about to get intensely busy, so if I were you, I would get up there as quickly as possible. And there are a couple of award pictures up there. One is my wife with her picture and her awards. That incredible lightning picture that she took through a double rainbow. Whew. And you can actually see we brought the photo home, and we've got all the awards, and we took a photograph, and I'm very proud of her. And you'll see that. And then there is somebody named Clem Jellin in St. Paul, Minnesota, who sent me her award photograph, and she has constructed the funniest thing you've ever seen in your whole life, entirely made out of garden tools. Garden tools! She has constructed a chupacabra, which won an award at a fair. And I laughed so hard when I saw this that I could not resist, so I scanned it and put it up there. It is a, well, it looks like a, it looks like a chupacabra. Looks like a purple people eater or something. Anyway, you decide for yourself. It is one of the most ingenious things I've ever seen anybody do. That photograph is up there for you to see right now. Then there were a couple of, and I want to thank the gentleman, I don't think I have his name, I'm going to have to punch this up myself, who sent these photographs in from Florida, which I scanned, of a couple of funnel clouds, and absolutely, actually this is David Gardner from Cape Coral, Florida, who sent a couple of incredible photographs of funnel clouds in Florida. So there you have it. Now, let's see, what else? Oh, yes, this is going to be a very, very big week on the Rogue market. My stock is now going through the roof, so I am prepared to make you rich. Rich, rich, rich in Rogue dollars. You will have more fun on the Rogue market. Now, as you log on to my website, on the left-hand side, under Daily Stops at the bottom, you will see the Rogue market. All you've got to do is click on that, go over there, fill out a form. You'll get 10,000 Rogue dollars. Fill out yet another form, and you get 5,000 more. Then go to the listings area. You know, click on market and then listings, and go to talk radio, and you will see all the major talk hosts across the U.S. And I would urge you to buy Art Bell stock. Now, the trick is buy it early, because the price is going to go through the roof. We're going to go over 10,000 this week. I guarantee you, by the end of the week, it'll be over 10,000. As a matter of fact, over the next couple of days, I'll bet you it goes over 10,000. So if you buy early, that's how the market works with a rising stock. You buy early, and then as everybody else buys, yours becomes worth more. Now, you're not risking any real money. Stop sending letters to me asking me where I'm listed on the NASDAQ or the the Dow Jones. This is the Rogue market, not the real market, but it operates just like a real market. As a matter of fact, if you make enough money, they will give you a prize. And this is your opportunity to, you know, make some real money. So buy Art Bell stock on the Rogue market. There are about 8 or 10 different reasons to go zooming up to the website. A brand new and really spiffy ghost photograph. I want your feedback on that. The Rogue market, of course. The pictures of the twisters, which are outstanding. The award photograph of my wife. And, well, let me see. What have we got? Boris Said directly ahead. So let me just sort of update you on a couple of things going on in the world. We will get Boris on here in a moment. Headlines: Clinton denies wrongdoing. What would one expect? President admits wrongdoing. President Clinton says neither he nor the vice president engaged in any illegal activity in their fundraising during the 1996 campaign. Maybe someday we'll do a show about headlines the way they really ought to read. What would it read instead of Clinton denies wrongdoing? Clinton urges test ban ratified, a worldwide test ban treaty. Nice if you can do it. Try and get China to agree. NASA begins a shuttle countdown. They're going back to Mir. Despite, again, very severe troubles on Mir, we're going to put an American on board. It is an experiment in mortal terror. There's no question about it. An experiment in mortal terror, and I really don't think that we should be putting another American on there, but ho-hum. Troubles arrived in threes Monday at the Mir space station just days before the U.S. space shuttle Atlantis is to be launched to visit the ailing station. First, Mir's main computer failed for the third time in 3 weeks. That problem followed by two brand new ones, failure of a carbon dioxide removal system, and the appearance of a mysterious leak of brown fluid. Those on the Mir, two Russians and American astronaut Michael Fole, were not in danger, space officials insisted, and as planned, NASA's countdown for Thursday's Atlantis launch proceeded. So there you have it. There, we're going to send another American up to this experiment in mortal terror. One other very sad note, the passing of Kathy Keaton Guccione. Bob Guccione's wife has died. One of America's most innovative publishing executives has died at 58 years of age. She died, I understand, in surgery. And I am so sorry. I am so sorry, Bob. She died Friday, September 19th at Mount Sinai Medical Center in New York City, where she recently underwent a surgical procedure to bypass an obstruction in her upper digestive tract. She, of course, spent the last 2.5 years of her life fighting to get a fair trial for the inexpensive cancer treatment drug, hydrazine sulfate. So, not a direct, I guess, a connection with her cancer, or perhaps an indirect connection, but we interviewed her, Kathy Keaton Guccione. Rest in peace. Rest in peace. And I was so, so sorry to hear that today. And to Bob, my condolences, Bob. And I'm sure many in the audience as well. Now, Bora Said. Born in Greenwich, Connecticut in 1932, educated at Deerfield Academy and Princeton University, he speaks Russian, French, Italian, Spanish, and English, and is presently learning Japanese. Woo! He is the writer-producer of Secret Chamber, a one-hour television documentary special, which covered the opening of the room, under the Sphinx, which was located during the Mystery of the Sphinx research in 1992 and 3. From 1992 to 3, executive producer and writer of the 1994 Emmy Award-winning NBC TV feature documentary, The Mystery of the Sphinx, hosted by Charlton Heston. Remember that? In 1988, the director-producer of a TV documentary, The Voice of Africa, Conversations with a Zulu Witch Doctor. In 1987, executive producer-director of TV U.S. Home Video, Dolphins. In 1983, producer and co-writer of a TV industrial film entitled America First. And he has a very rich history indeed. He dislikes the use of the word metaphysics. Says, neither do I think this vast area of interest is in any way, in quotes, supernatural. I believe we humans are gradually evolving into a greater awareness of the world in which we live. And I'm not going to read all the rest of this, but he has a very rich history, has spent much time in Egypt, Nepal, South Africa, Russia, Central and South America, and the Philippines. So widely traveled, and most recently a member of the Shore Expedition. And as I said at the beginning of all this, if you will now go to the website, my website, for any of the many reasons I gave you a little while ago, you will see the photographs that we are about to discuss. So coming up in a moment, Bora Said.